Blog Talk Radio.
But you know I ain't gonna say shit. See, my game is outrageous. I got it to the crib and exchanged some love faces. But it wasn't no need for me to rush the bus one, cause I wanted her to have an eruption.
Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction. Whoa. Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction.
Urban Rich Radio. Hello, everyone.
I am Nikki Rich. I am the founder and the CEO of iJive Urban Rich Radio. And it's 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And it is Monday, August the 15th, 2011. We're so glad to be here. And as always, you can listen to iJive Urban Rich Radio on blogtalkradio.com/iJive Urban Rich Radio. Or you can download us from iTunes. We're podcasting live right now. And you can search us on iTunes at iJive Urban Rich Radio. And you can also call in and speak with me, Miss Nikki Rich, or our guest today at 1-323-580-5749. And we're so excited about our guest today. We have a guest co-host today, which will be Big J out of Florida. And his name is Jonathan Barrero, known as Big J Management. And we will also have a special guest, and our special guest is Bishop Magic Don Juan. So we're excited, but we're going to get with them a little later, so they'll be stopping through. But today we're excited to let you know what's going on here with iJive Urban Rich Radio. Major shout-out, major shout-out to Miss Mercedes. She will be on next week. She's a PR. She has an extensive background of different artists she's worked with, and we're excited to have her on. It's going to be crazy when she comes on. She's worked with James Brown for, you know, over 8 to 10 years and a whole lot of Motown artists as well. So we're excited to, you know, talk to her. And she will also be with us and working with us for the NCMS. If you don't know what the NCMS is, it is the North Carolina Music Summit. And there is held in October. And we're bringing Mr. Kevin A&R Shine and Miss Yoshiko Entertainment will also be in the building. Meet Your Tweet. We're excited to have them come back to North Carolina, so it's going to be major. It's going to be crazy in Charlotte, and we cannot wait. And shout out to Kevin. He was a judge this past weekend. On Friday, he was a judge on Freestyle Friday on 106 in Park, and on Saturday, he was a judge for Blaze the Stage. So big ups to him. It's the Firm Biz. If y'all don't know who the Firm is, go look him up. Go check him out. And check out Kevin on Twitter as well. He's also on Facebook. And it's Kevin A&R Shine. But we're going to get back to some iJive Urban Rich Radio Biz. And we have an extensive week. This week is going to be crazy. Starting today again, for those listeners that's just tuned in, we will be having Magic Don Juan. And on Tuesday, we will be having Mr. Alvin Hartley of the HBCU Link Up. We are excited about that, the Historically Black College Link Up. And it's a Christian college fair going on, and we're excited about that. And on Wednesday, we have Bobby Valentino for Wind Down Wednesday. And this Thursday, I know y'all know about Noriega. Noriega will be in the building along with Charlotte's own Keys. And we're excited that Keys will be here also. So he's been doing his thing. So, you know, shout out to Keys. And on Friday, we're going to wind it down. We're going to take it to the A. We're going to ATL, Baby B. I know y'all know about some Baby B. So it's going to be, it's all man week. It's going to be crazy. And, man, I'm talking about this week. Next week is even better. So, y'all, please stay tuned. iJive Urban Rich Radio is going down. That's why I say this is the week showdown. Y'all just do not know. Every week is a showdown at iJive Urban Rich Radio. We making it happen. It's live. And For those who would like to be a part of this iDrive Urban Rich Radio experience, you can email me at nikkirich79@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at nikki_rich. And that is Nikki Rich, and it's Nikki _rich. And again, I'm on Facebook, and we have a Like It page too. And you can look us up on Facebook under iDrive Urban Rich Radio. And I just created a new website personally for Nikki Rich. So you can go to www.nikkirich.webs.com. All right. We want to get back into some music. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm a little tongue twisted today. But we're going to go to one of our guests that was on last week. Mr. Frenchie was on last week, and he got this song called Swag Shocker. Y'all check it out. Big shout out to Frenchie from Brick Squad. Let's go.
Brick Squad, 2017, BSM. Ma, what it do, baby? And business, I see you. From Philly, ATL, to New York. We got that swag. I think I'm going swag. I'm gonna take an hour back. Gave you my style. Can I get my power back? Into the days I close my eyes. Why? Money to find between you and I. Scooped up my Philly girl. She said she liked my swag. Her taste is so expensive. She liked them Gucci bags. She said you too cocky. I think I'm in my bag. Niggas be jocking me, follow me. I ain't money hungry, but I see dollar signs. Mama watch the TV like I'm proud of mine. Haters cry their eyes out to be in my shoes. But if I gave it to you, would you know what to do? Save me, they jocking me crazy. How can I be lazy? I work day and night, I'm like a mad dog that bites with razor. They still in my passion, not even asking. You buckle up, you better be fastin'. I ain't no pawn, I don't know Ashton. The back and all my ass. I'm going swag shopping. In your mind, I'm doing bad.
Urban Rich Radio. Guys, we have a special a special co-host here with us today. We're excited to have him in the building. He was on a couple of weeks ago, and he gave everybody some knowledge, and it was just crazy. So, you know, we're going to bring in our guest co-host, and he's going to tell us a little bit about him and what he has going on. So, y'all, we want to welcome our guest co-host, Big J. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, nigga?
How are you?
Good, good. I'm currently in Palm Beach County, where I'm on a train here headed towards Miami. Visit some family and just here, you know, got an event this evening at Vine on Lincoln on South Beach, and gonna be doing a meet and greet there. You know, taking in some demos, comp cars, some models, and you know, just keeping busy. I had an event last night I did with a friend of mine in South Beach as well. So I'm just, you know, doing some meet and greets and just, you know, staying busy.
All right. Well, I mean, you're doing it up. I know everybody is proud of you, and I know you've been making it happen.
Yeah, trying to keep it happening. I'm working on a big project. I don't want to give all the details yet because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but it will be having to do with BET. I'm going to be doing something with BET. Hopefully in the next couple months, major thing with Blazer Stage, and it's going to be coming to Miami, hopefully, if everything goes well this week.
Okay.
Get everything finalized, and we can have Blazer Stage and BET down here in Miami. You know, give the artists a chance to perform and give them a chance
exactly.
to get on one of the park. You know, give them you know, an opportunity.
Well, you just keep doing what you're doing, and I see you making moves out there.
Yeah, I got to keep busy. Other projects I have going on, and obviously I'm working with Frenchie now for French Squad.
Okay.
We just played his song. I'm going to be doing something with him tour this month. He's supposed to be coming later this month to Orlando for his tour, and I'm going to extend it down to the Miami area. I'm working on some venues now. I've been in touch with his manager, Birdman, and, you know, getting his venues locked in for him to perform down in the Miami for a lot of the West Palm Beach area. So, you know, everybody stay tuned for Frenchie's big thing's going to happen with him. I'm also working on a project right now for Skrilla from a group called No Line Gang, who's a recently signed artist to TPE, which is Young Jeezy's label. I'm working on some projects for him right now, some remixes for him. Also working on the Plug Motivation 103 project for Young Jeezy. Working on some promotions for him, and you know, I got some big things coming down the line with Jeezy. Everybody stay tuned for that Plug Motivation 103. It's going to be really, really, really major. So, you know, staying busy.
Y'all need Nicki Rich back in Miami. I hope to be there
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, we do. you know, and it's crazy. I don't know if the callers know. The guests are listening and know that Nicki Rich came to Miami, and I was so busy working down here that I didn't get to see her. And then I went to Charlotte, and she was so busy grinding that she didn't get to see me. And that's the true story. And if people think I'm playing, it's the honest to God truth. I went to North Carolina in her town, and she was so busy working with Mr. Shine. I didn't get to see her. And I did get to see her, but she came to Miami, and I had like 30 events. She came more the weekend, and I had TV down here, Lil Wayne. I was going crazy trying to organize everything. But we'll definitely, I'm sure this list will be down here in November for the Blazer Stage if we get it popping. And I will be there. Yes, I know you will be down here, and hoping I can get up there for the next convention that Mr. Shine has. So we definitely, you know, make some things happen.
Oh, yes. You know, we already said, I mean, you already said you're coming. You're coming up back
yeah.
to NC.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'll be down there for NCMS.
And right now, and you know what? Right now, it's like North Carolina is the place to be. Everybody is trying to get here because there's so much talent. in Charlotte, and just North Carolina and South Carolina, period. I just say the Carolinas, period. It's so much talent.
Yep.
So everybody is, like, trying to grab the talent and say, come over here, come there. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think Carolina is definitely on the map. It's kind of like the new Atlanta, basically. It's a lot of good stuff going on down there, and, a lot of positive movement. The people in the Carolinas seem to really support each other. I know in the bigger cities, like down here in Miami and in New York, it's a lot of, it's more competition. Not to say there's more competition, but competition's fierce, and like every artist for themselves. But it seems like in the Carolinas, artists seem to, stand behind each other a little more. I guess that's a Southern hospitality. We don't have Southern hospitality in Miami. Miami's like a mini New York. Everybody's
okay.
Trying to go 1,000 miles an hour and everybody for themselves. But, there are parts of Miami that have cities, but I know that Carolinas have a really good city. I've down talked in my hometown, but I've seen it, with my own eyes, being on the field here and A&R and projects and going to different venues and doing local showcases and different things. I've seen that, it's a kind of a community, and I'm hoping that can change. I'm hoping that some of the artists in Miami can buy. And we had a big album this year come out of South Florida. H-Hood, Blood, Sweat, and Tears is a classic. I don't know what the numbers are on sales, but that is a, for a hip-hop album, that is a classic album. He's always been a good artist. H-Hood just needed a better marketing plan behind him. And I guess Khaled, got with him this year and really put behind him, and it turned out to be a great album, great production. He just came out with a single, Hustle Hard, and people just started in and out. His whole album turned out to be solid all the way around. So he's doing big things down here in Miami. So he's actually from Broward County. A lot of people don't know that. He's actually from Fort Lauderdale. But, he grew up in South Florida in general. But he's really, really doing big things down here.
Well, I
have friends in Miami, and they tell me the exact same thing about it's not that much hospitality here, but, I love it. When I fell in love, when I came down there, not just for the fun or anything like that, I just like the vibe, Right. Well, see, the thing is, it's two sides of Miami. You go to, a lot of people come, that are tourists, and they go to, they go to Miami, they go to South Beach. I'm sure you went to South Beach, and, that's where the tourism is, and it's real nice. But there's a part of Miami that a lot of people don't get to see. You cross that bridge and the inner city. I compare it. I've been to New York. I've been to Chicago. I've been to L.A. I've been to Compton. I've been to the most, urban areas in Miami, in L.A. and New York and Chicago. And the inner city parts of Miami are just as rough as anywhere. I've had friends of mine that go to, not in a bad way, but have gone to Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're like, man, this, it's not too much different than home. And, these are soldiers on there. This part of Miami was really, really, really rough, constant, struggle, just like any other major city, urban city. So,
yeah.
A lot of people, like I said, the glitz and the glam of South Beach, a lot of people, get comfortable with that. And, there's a really urban side of Miami. It's a really a struggle here in Miami. So, a lot of people don't really get to see that side, of Miami. But it's a very, very good place to, there's a lot of opportunity here. It's a big city, and there's a lot of, little cities around it that, it's spread out. You got Fort Lauderdale, which is bigger than a lot of cities in the country, and, even the third of Miami. There's some good, some good music. There's some good music in West Palm Beach as well. I just went to the Palm Beach Music Awards on Friday night, and I saw a great unity in that county. A lot of good artists, a lot of talent, a lot of different talent, and, aspects of people getting together and doing good music, not only the hip-hop and rap and R&B, also doing, different type of music, like as far as, jazz and pop and R&B, which was really great that I saw when I was there. So I saw a good, a good positive, vibe in the Palm Beach County area.
Well, I mean, it's like here at iDrive Urban Rich Radio, we accept all genres. that's what we're about. We're not just focused on the hip hop or the R&B. We have, you know, we got everybody. You know, whether it's country, jazz, rock, hip hop, gospel, you know, everything, everybody. But you know, we're not just focused. It just seems like that because more, you know, hip hop artists come. But you know, we got some things up our sleeve right now that we're working on, and you will be amazed at what is about to happen. We've got to take it to another level. I'm telling you, God has opened up some doors that nobody can close. So we're excited about where our job is going.
Most definitely. I've seen a lot of, you know, I remember when you first, you know, not first started your radio show, but like when it was still in the kind of the growing pain stage, and I saw you, you know, put a lot of time and effort into it, and it turned out to be a really good thing. I know you're getting your syndication soon, and I know, you know, there's a lot of positive things going on, you know, and it's helped me a lot with my marketing. It's helped me a lot, and, you know, it's a good voice for, you know, artists to know, you know, different things in the industry, you know. The versatility of music that you play is good. I mean, you know, the market is not only hip hop and R&B, like you said. There's more people selling rock albums or pop albums than anything. So, you know,
yeah.
Artists, you know, be able to collab and be able to crossover. Being a crossover artist is going to be more prevalent in the future. And artists that's able to, you know, do different genres. Look at Lil Wayne, and you know, he's doing pop albums, he's doing rock albums, you know, and
yeah.
He's a hip hop artist, he's a rapper. So, you know, people, you know, got to step outside the box and collab with people and, you know, do different things.
Exactly. And we're here to support artists. That's our main thing. Not just artists. Well, we're here to support artists, actors, athletes, just whomever has a vision and goal. So that's what we're going toward right now. And that's the bottom line. We're just here to support you guys out there that's trying to make it, you know, and that's why we have these different people come on that may have already made it, you know, to motivate the ones who's trying to make it. You know, I might have a celeb here and might have an artist that's unsigned. That's because, you know, they both, you know, one to help motivate the other one by hearing the one who's already made it story, because it wasn't so peachy cream, you know, where they came, well, where they got to, you know, and they still are working. So it's really motivation, really, to motivate them to just continue pressing on, all of them.
Right.
All of them, period,
right.
In general.
Right. Well, I mean, independent artist is the way to go. You know, everybody's, you know, so, you know, set on signing this big, magical, you know, record deal, and it's not realistic. It's not. You know, the labels are struggling, and, you know, and not to ruffle any feathers, you know, but it's truth. You know, the labels are struggling. When you're trying to sell a CD in a store for $15, $16, when a person can go on iTunes and purchase it for almost half sometimes, and it's easier to purchase. You know, you don't have to drive out. People want convenience. It's all about convenience. You have to find a business model that's convenient for everybody. So when you go to a place and say, hey, I want to go buy this CD for an artist, you know, you got to drive to Best Buy or your CD or whatever you're buying it at, specs. You know, that's gas, that's time to travel and everything else. And when you can just go from the comfort of your home and just download it offline, it's a lot easier, you know. So, you know, that's going to be, you know, I tell people, I stress enough, if you don't have an internet marketing plan behind you, if you don't have iTunes, if you don't have a digital distribution, in the next couple of years, you're going to struggle. And these artists keep hearing that, and a lot of artists are taking the warning, and they're getting a marketing plan behind them online, you know, getting iTunes. There's a lot of artists that are ignoring it and still chasing this magic record deal that, you know, not to be, you know, discourage anybody, but it really doesn't exist like that, you know. And I from experience with some labels, I'm not going to name the labels, but being in Miami, I've seen some labels here that sign an artist to a 5-year deal. Hold on 1 second. Okay, sign an artist to a 5-year record deal, and they're getting, you know, 4 or 5 years deals, and they're not putting out one single. I know an artist from a local label here in Miami. It's an indie label. It's a major indie label. You know, I'm not going to, you know, say it, you know, on the radio. I don't want to, you know, affect anybody. But there's an artist that I know that has a distribution deal through a major label and has a record deal through an independent major label. And they've been with the label 4 years out of a 5-year contract, and they've not put out one single for that artist. They've done nothing for that artist. You know, they go around to the showcases and they go to these conventions and say, well, oh, sign with us, sign a record deal. And they're not doing anything. They're not paying them a salary. They're not selling their album. They're not promoting them. They're not giving them shows. The only thing you have is a piece of paper. And then the thing I stress to the artists that are in those kind of deals is take that name from that label and use it to your best advantage to get shows for yourself and develop yourself. But when that, you know, they always say, you know, the thing in the industry, you know, your first deal is your worst deal. You know, and it shouldn't be that way. You know, artists should, you know, just make smarter decisions. And there's a lot of material out there. There's people out there like Kevin Chine, myself, Center Skid. There's people like that. You can go and hit them up on Twitter, hit them on Facebook, and say, hey, you know, when's your next conference? When's your next convention? When are you doing the music summit? Come out there and gain the knowledge as far as publishing and learning, you know, about putting their music out there and branding themselves. You know, the music industry is changing every day. And people need to, you know, start, you know, heeding that warning. You know, the record labels are really, you know, it's really not the best option right now. It's better off building a good brand behind yourself, marketing yourself right, and, you know, creating a good buzz. And I stress all the time, you know, you don't have to have 20,000 followers on Twitter. You know, get yourself a good, solid following. It's not how many people is following you, it's who's following you that's actually paying, you know, attention to your music.
And a lot of people feel as if, you know, I know some towns, some areas, there are a lot of people who feel that people might be trying to scam them because they're used to getting, you know, scammed or, you know, because some areas, which I know the locations, some people have, if they do pay to, I think it's like, pay per show or pay to play or something where they give you a certain amount of tickets and you can only perform if you sell all those tickets. I mean, you might be thrown in a bottle or something like that, your name, and maybe you can perform. And
well,
I know
I'm going to go out and say this. And like I said, again, I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers. But, if a club promoter comes to an artist, and you know, this is, you know, just like it is. I'm going to tell you, you know, artists that are listening, I'm going to give it to you guys straight up, you know, uncut how it really is in the industry. A club promoter is not going to get you a record deal. A club promoter is not going to get you, major shows. You know, they might get you a show here and there. I'm not trying to, you know, talk bad about all the club promoters, but there's so many club promoters at nightclubs that are scamming artists by the simple fact of just not being straightforward with them, selling tickets and all that. You know, I have, you know, as a manager, artist manager, when I was managing, you know, Heavy, one thing I would tell my artists is, look, if we're going to go to a showcase on open mic, if you're not getting paid to perform, that's fine. You know, if you're doing it for promo, that's fine too. You know, you're not going to get paid, but you're not going to pay to perform. I don't believe an artist should have to pay to perform and let that venue or that vehicle is going to put them at the next level. If you go to a showcase like Blaze the Stage, where, you know, you have a BET director who's a producer and founder who's in charge of it, you know, something like that, that's legit. If you go to a Kevin Chine, music conference or summit, or you come down here to Miami and you want to do a conversation with me, you know, you're going to get someone who's diligently working to put you, advance you in the music industry. You know, I go on Twitter, Facebook, put it out all the time. Look, you know, club promoters, stop charging these artists, you know, for selling them a dream, you know. And so the best thing I can say for artists is do your homework. You know, the internet is, you know, a wealth of information. If you don't know something about someone, you know, ask around. You know, the music industry is real, real big, yet very small. You'll be surprised. Most people in the industry, especially in the hip-hop R&B industry, know each other. You know, ask around. You know, you might, you know, don't jump on the first thing that you see. You know, weigh your options. Don't rush to get things done. You know, pace yourself, take your time, and, you know, find out what's best for your career.
But you know what? Also, it all boils down to what you get out of it. Say if it was a club promoter or whatever, but as long as you get something out of it to move forward, then you have accomplished something. To me, as long as you, now if somebody's just really downright trying to get you, there's a difference. But I feel if you are getting something out of it,
Well, I agree with you. And the problem is a lot of artists are satisfied. You know, this is the main problem that I've seen in the music industry. There's too many people wasting serious people's time. You know, don't call me or another executive who, you know, has a lot of experience, way more than I have, or anybody who's really serious about music, and call them and say, hey, you know, and waste their time and call them and say, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that, and then don't respond back to them. Or, you know, if you're going to be an artist and you're going to be in music, take it serious. It's the job. There's two different types of artists. There's artists that do it as a career, and there's artists that do it as a hobby. And I've seen a lot of hobby artists down here, especially in the Miami area. I've seen so many artists that are doing it for a hobby and not doing it for a career. And it's starting to become a problem. It's wasting time for the artists that do this, you know, that put money behind themselves and brand themselves the right way. You know, giving you a bottle in the club, how is that going to make you a better artist? How is that going to get you the, you know, elusive record deal that you seek, or, you know, the chance to get in front of a big exec? You know, giving you a bottle in the club is not going to put you your career anywhere further than it already was. You know, if they're going to give you a promotion in a magazine spread or promote you on, you know, a website, you know, something like that, you know, that's feasible. But say, oh, I'm going to give you a bottle of liquor, you know, they're giving you a bottle, you know, that they're selling for $120 in the club that only costs $20 at a liquor store. So, you know, they're making their profit. You know, it's not like they're giving you anything, you know. So, you know, if an artist spends, you know, $10, $20 a week on showcases and local clubs and local spots, there's nothing wrong with that, but why do that when you can invest that $200, $300 every month, every couple months, into, you know, a serious showcase or going to a music summit and learning something more than just standing in front of a, you know, a club of people that are not going to buy your music or, you know, not saying don't be out there and don't promote yourself, but, you know, do it in the places that you know are going to get you, you know, the recognition you deserve as an artist.
I agree with you. And for those who are listening, I first want to say give a shout-out to Feel Great Radio, as well as 403 Mob in the building, and my boy, Millennium, always supporting I Drive Urban Rich Radio. He's an actor. He's doing his thing. Shout-out to him. Y'all go check him out. He got some videos. Hopefully he'll put a link up in the chat room so y'all can check it out. But we have on right now, if you're just tuning in, we have Mr. Big J of Big J Management. He's out of Miami, and he's an A&R as well, and he has managed artists before, but he's now focusing on other projects and other things that he's working on. But right now, we want to get to some music, Big J. And we're going to go to Noriega, which is featuring Pharrell and Lil Wayne. And Noriega will be on this Thursday. We're excited about him coming on. So y'all stay tuned, sit back, and relax while we go to this song, Noriega featuring Pharrell and Lil Wayne, Finito.
Hey, yo, that special order LV backpack. I wasn't wearing it just to show off. I got plutonium in there.
Mr. Williams will be picking your orders now.
I'ma live the dream, yo. No time to sleep, yo. If you know what we know, y'all finito.
Oh, it's the animal handler. Oh, it's the animal handler.
Looking through the people, I can see the people. Looking for the heat, yo. Y'all finito.
Oh, it's the animal handler.
Yeah, the spot is. Yeah, my knock is. My Glock is. so provocative.
Hey, yo, them bricks that they front me, out of the country, do that thing monthly, well, they still want me. Them dudes finito, I sell Chico to a Chico, Manifico, the truck in my seat low, magnetic, your dog cosmetic, swag synthetic, you get your shredded, osmosis, scoliosis, prognosis, ferocious, get a dosage, you hold up, put your hands in the air, yeah, this a hold up, Gugong, Gabaji, Kush, Kung Fu, Karate, Kawasaki, Aki, just sloppy, probably, gold guns to say the least, that's just Jose Luis, wherever there's Indians, I'ma come and play the Chief, Aouda, they buy Suda, the Neptunes don't gotta be thugs, cause I'm their shooter, my new guns is classic, new Norris are classic.
I'ma live the dream, yo, no time to sleep, yo, if you know what we know, y'all move beneath
yeah. Oh, it's the animal handler.
Looking to the people, I can see the people. Looking for the heat, yo, y'all move beneath
that. Oh, it's the animal handler. Oh, it's the animal handler.
Yeah, the spot is. Yeah, my knock is.
Hey, Nori, I told you I got
my Glock is. So provocative.
I spit switches with my thumb slam. They say numbers don't lie except one time. Young Tune got goons on the front line. These hoes trying to get on like they unsigned. Sidestep, counter right, left punchline. Real don't do sit-ups when it's crunch time. Get high, sing songs on my guitar. Got the girl on my like a seesaw. My son tell his friends daddy got a race car. C-roll blunts longer than the space bar. Dre head, high socks with some Vans on. Bullet hole bigger than the Grand Canyon. Neptune's on the beat, know what it is. Chop body parts off, stick them in the fridge. Yeah, kiss my ass under the mistletoe. Young Money Murphy, you didn't know.
I'ma live the dream, yo, no time to sleep, yo. If you know what we know,
yo,
y'all need
to
meet
that. Oh, it's the animal handler. Oh.
Looking to the people, I can see the people. Looking for the heat, yo, y'all move beneath
out. Oh, it's the animal handler. Oh, it's the animal handler.
Yeah, the spot is. Yeah, my knock is. My Glock is. So provocative.
Yo, animalistic, futuristic gold biscuit. Artistic, hands roll, cush, terrific. Alien, out of this world, I must have want more. Pyramid, Egypt style, look like the Luxor. Dashiki wrapped in my face, though. I say so. Go anywhere that the weight go. For peso, rose, tigre. Connect name Felipe. Nacho, libre. Hood like Guibe. Colombian necktie. Respect, I let the sex fly. Senor Jefe. Super slime, Azteque. Drink agua. Lay up in Gagua. Still on my rah-rah, no Lady Gaga. Still I rock the diamond holder. Mommy give me brain, I think that she a mind controller. I don't mind the over, stop one. Corner store crime, I'm on top of it. Them dudes is washed, I'm exact opposite.
I'ma live the dream, yo, no time to sleep, yo. If you know what we know, y'all move beneath
out. Oh, it's the animal handler.
Looking to the people, I can see the people. Looking for the heat, yo, y'all move beneath
out. Oh, it's the animal handler. Oh, it's the animal handler.
Yeah, the spot is. Yeah, my knock is. My Glock is. So provocative.
and VIP, we on Patron. Yeah, I'm still bitching, get your chickens running low. And I'm popping like a stripper, pop it on the bow. Still flying bitches like I'm Boston George Blow. Rose ain't feeling like a beer, but it's low. Blowing money fast, I'm worth a million on the low. If I'm rich, hello haters, hello haters, hello. Show up, I know you sick. Yeah, I hate me too, I hate the fact that I'm the shit. I ain't counting, I'm just spending. Ballin' Blake Griffin, and I'm Charlie Sheen.
Yo, what's good, y'all? This your dude, Stylistic. Right now, you tuned in with my homegirl, Nikki Rich, on iJive Urban Rich Radio. Let's get it.
Came around, it was time to find shade. And mama had the radio jamming, kid, and play. Back then, just wanted to dance like MC Hammer did in his parachute pants. Keep you with the nature, cause I'm down with OPP. I never knew what that meant, but tell you know me. Before I ever thought about recording, BBD had me singing how that girl was poison. I miss Barry White and Gerald Levert, but when Luther left us, it hit me where it hurt, man. Whatever happened to the days when you didn't have to have a gimmick to get plays? Growing up, it was boys to men, but nowadays there ain't too many to recommend. So Rakim, we need a master plan, cause there ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. Not saying there's nothing new to see, I just miss how it used to be. Jay Moore, tell him.
Back in the day, music was so good. Oh, nowadays things just ain't the same.
Oh.
I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam.
I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rockets too. That shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Who's yours? The biggest fan. This is Sam. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad. I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you. 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man. You're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad.
Barry B. Chip. I see you shining diamonds. Holla at your boy. Crazy 730. My nigga Sonny Brown. Network. Let's get this money. Let's make the money network. Yeah. Let's go. Our time to shine. They know Benatti in town. The way he moved the city. Had to take the spinners. All too many bras getting dizzy. She wanna ride. I'ma let her come with me. So hypnotize they mind. Just like Biggie. I do it big time. Real fly. Stay jiggy. I'm with a fine dime. Fat behind. Real silly. The sun don't make me sweat. Cause the Jews keep me chilly. I'm high off life. Like I rode it in a Philly. Let the yacht take cruise. We all playing in peace. Popping bottles with my crew. When they came with freaks. Gourmet on the payroll, cooking up a feast. I eat like a fat nigga, but I work out like a beast. Got $1 million face, I'm an entrepreneur nigga. Jealousy keep me stuntin', I pop off like a blicker. Mommy claim they got love inside, only cause we making love inside. In between they thighs, it feels like a magic carpet ride. Enjoy the summer breeze, like I'm high flying through the sky. I can't lie, mommy off the chain, but she can't see my eyes. They behind platinum Cartier frame. And she love when I do what I do, when I do the damn thing. I run around town like the president, man. I do it big time like big homie was saying. If there's no manicures on board, then switch your plane. If there's a place you wanna be, OT, let's go. If we flying through the air, we don't care, we go. On the NYC, out the country, we go. We get the party popping everywhere we go. Take that thing, ma, like the way that they go. You know we getting right all night till we go. You ain't scared to ride, baby girl, let's go. I can show you how to live your life on the go. I like the way you shake that, mama. Keep throwing yourself at me, I might take it, mama. Keep dancing like that, I'm gonna get naked on ya. She a 10, but shaped like an 8, so proper. I'm your future, big baby. I'm the greatest that you ever find. If time is money, drumming out of you ahead of time. I like a fine lady, top of the line. She got a good head on her shoulders, and she topping off mine. Whoa, let's go, there's more sight to see. Listen, after the after party, we take a walk on the beach. And baby, I let it flow, cause talk is cheap. Explore your body like the internet, all in my seat. I'm from the city that never sleep, you dig? We never sleep. We can have more fun than you could do on a week. I got big time money, baby. Nothing is cheap. I'm everywhere where the money at. Come roll with a Jeep. If there's a place you wanna be, OT, let's go. If we flying through the air, we don't care, we go. I'm the NYC, out the country, we go. We get the party popping everywhere we go. Take that thing, ma, like the way that they go. You know we getting right all night till we go. You ain't scared to ride, baby girl, let's go. Let's show you how to live your life on the go.
Yeah, you heard what I said, baby, on the go.
I can show you how to live your life on the go.
Yeah, it's Joe Minotti,
damn right.
The future's greatest. Album coming soon.
It's the place you wanna be.
It's just go. You gotta get out of here, man. Just go. You know what I mean? It's vacation time. We've been working hard enough, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I go to you. Okay.
Nikki?
All right. Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. We have our guest co-host on right now, Big J. What's going on?
What's going on, Ms. Rich? How you doing?
I'm great. We're just sitting here relaxing, you know, enjoying this Motivated Mondays. That's what I call them, Motivated Mondays. I got a lot of things done today, so I was pretty excited about that. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. My day's just getting started. I have to be this evening. I have a big, big event tonight. It's a meet and greet that I'm going to do with DJ Epps. For the callers who don't know, DJ Epps is a G-Unit Shadyville DJ. He's one of the top DJs in the country. He just won the Florida Music Award for Best DJ, as well as the Red Bull Freestyle Competition, Miami Edition. So he's a real major DJ. He's doing big, big things. He got a video coming out real soon with Benzino. So shout out to DJ Epps. Everybody, you know, check out DJ Epps on Twitter. DJ, that's DJ Epps. He's one of my clients. I do all the booking. So, you know, definitely, you know, follow DJ Epps. Support the movement, GU in Shadyville. You know, look for some music coming from his end. You know, if anybody wants to book him, you know, hit me up on Twitter, DJ Management. Also, any artist out there that is a serious artist, and I mean serious, I don't mean an artist that does music as a hobby. If you're a serious artist and you have a good buzz and you're serious about your career and you want to do a consultation with myself, you need to hit me up on Twitter. My Twitter is BigJ Management. It's B-I-G, the letter J, Management. The B is capital, I-G lowercase. The J is capital, the M is capital. The rest of management is lowercase. You guys can check me out. You can find me on a Nikki Rich timeline every day because, you know, I'm always retweeting for her. So, you know, check me out on Twitter. Hit me up, and I'll follow back, and you can DM me. We can exchange information. On my Twitter page, under my bio, my website listed is my business website. So anybody that goes on my Twitter can, you know, look at my business website and then hit me up directly through my phone or my email. They're listed, my Pitbull business phones are listed on my website for anybody that wants to get in touch with me. And, you know, I work out around other people's budget. I work around their schedule. If your, you know, budget is not, you know, substantial, you know, I'm not, you know, out to, you know, put an extra burden on the artist. I'm willing to work with people, you know, payment plan or whatever, you know, for consultation. So I don't want an artist to get discouraged and say, well, you know, PJ is not going to, you know, do nothing because I don't have a budget. You know, no, I've done, you know, stuff to help people out, and I don't mind helping out, you know, a talent that I believe in. So, you know, you think you have talent at that level and you want me to do a consultation with you, you know where to find me at now on Twitter. So, you know, no, we can make it happen. Not a big deal.
I know you have a busy schedule, and we thank you for being with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime, you let me know anytime, and we can definitely, you know, we can chop it up. Nikki, did you know the status on Don Juan yet?
No, but I'm just waiting on him to call in. I know we are in different time zones. It's like, how many hours? Like 3 or 4 hours. So I'm hoping that. Yeah, you know how that goes, the time zones. So I'm hoping that, you know, didn't get that mixed up a little bit.
Well, callers don't, let the callers know not to blame Nikki Rich. Don Juan is a very, very busy dude, and he's always on the move. So if anything, we'll chop it up with him. Do you have a guest scheduled for tomorrow?
Yes, we have tomorrow the HBCU link up with Mr. Alvin Hartley will be on, and you know, and hopefully, you know, we'll get Don Juan in today. But if not, we hopefully can get him on tomorrow. We're just waiting on him. You know, like I said, our show is from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. So. And I've been I've been talking to Don all day, so, you know, we're just waiting on him, and, you know,
maybe
he said he would be
talking to him all day. He would have been on now. Who knows? He's a handful, but definitely, you know, shout out to Don Juan. I had the pleasure of doing the Miami Players Ball with him this year in May. A lot of fun times. He's a character, man. He's a good guy. He's always got a lot of wisdom and positive things to say. I learned a lot from him in his short time he was here with me in Miami. Shout out to him, and shout out to Lisa Ford and his staff. You know,
for, you know, the love they showed me when they were down here in Miami. Also, I'm going to try and get a hold of a legendary blogger and the person who does interviews and get them to be interviewed by you. I'm going to work on it for you. I'm going to try and get the legendary Miss Lisa Ford. She's interviewed Tupac Shakur, Biggie Smalls, Bobby Brown. She's interviewed some big, big people. And you know, her website has over 2 million followers. So definitely work something out for you. And, you know, for someone who's been doing the same thing you're doing for a while, and so you guys can share wisdom and, you know, share some insight and, you know, make it happen. So I'll be definitely working on that for you. And, you know, we can, you know, make it happen.
Well, I appreciate what you do. I appreciate you coming to iJive Urban Rich Radio and being our guest co-host. You know you're welcome anytime.
Oh, and I appreciate it. And I, you know, I will call in, you know, regular, you know, drop in. And like I said, you know, I look forward to it. You know, anything, you know, I support you 100%. So, you know, I look forward to doing the NCMS with you, as well as, you know, any other projects that, you know, Kevin Shine has coming out with the Tastemakers, as well as, you know, any other things that he has coming out, you know, we can do some, you know, do some networking and do some work together, and, you know, we can make it happen. You have my, you know, my full support.
Okay.
Everybody, please make sure you follow Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter. It's Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, 2 underscores, Rich, R-I-C-H. And make sure you also follow her brother, Fleetwood. What is Fleetwood's Twitter?
It's Fleetwood
SB.
SB. Yes.
Yeah,
he is a handful.
Yes, follow Fleetwood SB. Myself, Nikki Rich, and iJive Urban Rich Radio are not responsible for any views that are put out by Fleetwood SB. He's a young, wild one, but definitely support him. His music is outstanding. He's a very good artist. He's very, very serious about his music. He's got some great music, so everybody check it out. And I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, wrap up. I got, you know, some moves to make this evening with DJ Epps. But once again, all the followers, you know, check me out. Twitter,
and tell
DJ Management.
Epps, we said hello as well. Tell him we said hello, because, you know, I talked to him on Twitter, and we're hoping to get him soon as well.
Hopefully, what?
No, DJ Epps.
Oh, you spoke to him? Oh, that's not a problem. Actually, I'm his booking manager, so I will make that happen. You just give me a date, Nikki, that you have available, and I will book it for you. Not a problem. He does his own radio show with Coast to Coast. I believe Wednesdays 4 to 6. So, but if we can set it up, you know, if you give me time in advance. His flexible schedule is pretty flexible, and I can make it happen for you. So you let me know, and he's always got some positive things going on. He's like I said, he's a very, very major DJ down here in South Florida. He does all the big clubs. He does, you know. I'm working on something with him right now. Hopefully, God willing, to get him on Power 96, which is one of the bigger radio stations down here in Miami. They're going to have a new program director September 1st, who is actually, she started out with Hot 97. So she's going to be coming to Miami, moving down here and starting fresh. And hopefully, you know, I can, you know, present good enough case and we can, you know, get her convinced and make it happen and get DJ Epps on Power 96 as a daytime DJ.
Okay. And also, we have some artists, you know, we might want to send some tracks to, you know, possibly, because the DJs is who control everything, you know.
Yeah, if anybody wants to send a track for DJ Epps, they can send it. All I have to do is go on my Twitter, go to my website, my website, my email is listed there for music submissions. And when they put the email to me, just put attention DJ Epps, and I will make sure it gets to him. You know, I do all his booking. I'll make sure he gets it right away.
All right. That sounds great, DJ. And did you give all your contact information out, the ways that contact you?
Yeah, like I said, the best way for an artist to get in touch with me, I have a Facebook. It's pretty busy, but it's kind of, you know, time-consuming to get on it, especially I'm always on the go.
So if they want to hit me up on Twitter, once again, it's Big J Management. That's B-I-G, the letter J, Management. That's my Twitter. That's my personal Twitter. So, you know, that's how you get a hold of me. It's a business and personal Twitter. You know, there's no secretary. Everybody who knows me, I'm the Lone Ranger. Big J works alone. No secretary, no assistant, no publicist. One-man show. So if you call my phone at 3 o'clock in the morning, like I said, my phone numbers are listed on my website, and it's in my bio for my Twitter. So that's my website, and my numbers are listed. If you call at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to hear my voice. You're not going to hear anybody else's. So definitely, you know, if you're a serious artist and, you know, trying to get to that next level, or, you know, in any way I can help you get to that level, go ahead and contact me.
Well, I see you doing big things, Big J. And you continue doing what you're doing.
You too, sweetie. You be blessed. And, you know, if anything, you know, happens tomorrow with Bishop and you want me to call in, you know, just give me a text or a ring, and I'll be happy to call in.
All right. Well, we thank you for being on with us today. And we want to wish you the best and much love and success, we always say. And I'm going to end it with God bless.
God bless you too, sweetie. You have a good evening. I'll chop up with you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. All
you too,
right.
You have a good evening.
Okay. You were just listening to our co-host, Big J. He's our guest co-host for the day, Big J of Big J Management out of Miami, Florida, y'all. Y'all check him out. You can follow him on Twitter at Big J Management. And it's easy. It's easy. You can follow him there. And, you know, right here again, we're here to support each other. This is a positive radio show, and it's geared towards getting heard, everybody getting heard. So we're excited about where we're headed. And right now, I just want to take out of time to let everybody know that, as always, you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/iJive Urban Rich Radio. And you also can search us on iTunes under iJive Urban Rich Radio. Or you can call in at 1-323-580-5749. And again, we do have a link on our blogspot at iJiveUrbanRichRadio.blogspot.com, and you can go and listen there as well. If you listeners, if y'all have missed the beginning of the show, you really did miss it, because you can always go back and listen to our archives. And not just that, also to your friends that, you know, to tune in. We're on Sunday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, y'all, we have some hot guests that's coming on. I mean, hot guests that's coming on soon. I mean, it's going to be crazy. You think this week is hot? Wait till next week. But right now, we're going to go back to the phone lines. And we have a caller calling in from a 910 number. Caller, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Nikki, how you doing? This is Vincent Spencer calling from Rockingham.
Hey, Vincent, how are you?
All right, how you doing?
I am great.
That's good, what? That's good.
Well, tell us what all you do, Mr. Spencer.
I'm with Team Sachs out of Rockingham, North Carolina, and we just had a show, Showcase Your Talent, this past Saturday at Leach Street School in Rockingham, where Miss Nikki Rich was the host. I mean, she was like the best host we could ask for, and it was almost like, you know, showcasing your talent. And after that, Team Sachs performed along with Booster Seat Rider, Diamond D, and Young Sachs. And it was just, to me, just one big party all night, you know.
Yes. I mean, let me tell you, I went to Rockingham this weekend. It was so awesome. And, I mean, those artists and those dancers, everybody just got up and they just did what they had to do, and they got off stage and they killed it, each act. It was so hard. I mean, the A&Rs that were in the building and the judges, wow. I know it was hard for them to judge because it was live.
Yeah, that's what everybody
and
was saying.
That auditorium.
Oh, go ahead.
The auditorium was packed from the beginning to the end, the front and
yes,
the back.
It
was crazy.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying. I hate to have to be a judge because, you know, it's hard to pick a first and second because everybody was so good, you know.
It was amazing. And I got a lot of video footage. And, you know, I'm making a video. I mean, making one.
Yeah, Felicia was saying you probably would do a video off your footage.
Oh, yes. It was absolutely crazy. It was so nice. And I really enjoyed hosting. And the DJ for the night was Big Abe. Big
right,
Abe of 99.1. So it was nice. And Mr. Spencer, tell everybody what position you're in, a part of Team Sex.
Well, I'm with my wife, Linda, which is the manager, so I guess that'd make me the assistant co-manager.
The co-manager.
So I'm way down the line manager. But, yeah, I just assist her and, you know, whatever. Her, Felicia, you know, whatever they need, you know, I just try to get it, do it, you know, take some load off of them. Mostly I do like you saw the CD covers and the little pictures they did. I did a lot of the pictures and I videoed, and so, you know, that's basically me.
That is hot. That is real. And I know y'all, I saw the Team Sack Lanterns. That was pretty hot.
Yes, as long as you know, we do it like that, and you know, the way everybody will have either a poster, the armband, or a, you know, necklace. We call it like a backstage pass necklace.
Uh-huh.
That's souvenir. Yeah, and they were free, and we were giving them out as people came in, so, you know.
That was pretty hot. And, you know, we talk about presentation with the artists, and,
right.
You know, just being prepared and having everything together. And, I mean, like I said from the beginning, and, you know, even the DJ was shocked. He was like, it started on time and it ended on time.
Yep.
He was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, my wife like that, she's on time person. You know, that's bottom line, that's her. So.
Yes. It's crazy.
but
enjoyed it.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I can tell everybody listening, when we first met you in Charlotte at the Making the Right Moves conference, you know, we talked, you know, okay. And I said, you know, I like her. You know, she's all about the kids, you know, putting everybody out there and, you know, helping out what she can. You know, then we had the show, and we, you know, mentioned to you about hosting. You said, okay, fine, you will do it. I said, okay, got Nick Rees, all right. So when you got there, I'm going to tell everybody, Nick Rees is the most professional this person I know. From beginning to end, start to finish, you know, it's, you know, she was straight professional.
Thank you.
And,
I'm
proud
of me.
You, believe me, you were. And because everybody was saying, you know, who? I said, well, she got her own internet radio station. And we met her at the conference in Charlotte, and she has, you know, some big-name guests on her show. So. And, you know, so everybody,
And I was excited to meet y'all. I met Mr. Spencer and Team Sax at the MTRM Music Conference. I was one of the panelists at the conference, and we were on a panel with Capriccio of CSAC. I know some of y'all know about CSAC, No Limit, and
right,
also we different other lady hosts of also other radio stations, and DJ Unk was there. So was BET, Terrence J, and it was nice. It was a nice conference.
Yeah, that was like, you know, and we were talking about that coming down the road from the conference, like everything just happened quick, you know what I'm saying? It's just like when Sax got off stage, it was like, boom, that was, I said, man, this is, you know, a good bit, but that's to be expected.
You know, when it's your time, it just goes by so fast. It's like God just opened them doors, like he opened them fast, and you just don't know. You're like, what should I do? What should I go, you know? He just opened them.
Yeah, I mean, it's, just, you know, John Sax was saying, I don't know, all this supposed to be happening. I said, yes, it do. I said, yeah, it do. Get used to it.
Yes. And even with me, myself, you know, I was just blessed to just meet different people, y'all, and just network. It's crazy right now. And like I said, God is just doing things. No, I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't even talk about it, because it's like, it's crazy. It's like, God is so good.
Mm-hmm. You know, that you are 100% right about.
And I know that everybody that come on the show, and we all come in each other path for a reason. And I know it's our season. It's all of our season. And like I said, if it's anything negative, it will fall off, because I know this is my season, and nobody can't tell me it's not. You know, I see the vision.
Yeah.
I know what God has for me.
Mm-hmm. Because we were at the conference. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, but we're here and we're ready. We are motivated.
Right, and yeah, May, we working on the next show. You know, we're not gonna sit out on we. You know, everybody trying to get the head together. We're gonna put the next one on it. So
that's awesome. I mean, y'all put it on for Rockingham, North Carolina. I mean, it was people from South Carolina that came up and that was a part of this, and it was young and old. It was a mix, and
right.
Everybody did their thing. It was live, and the crowd,
right.
Everybody was dancing. It was
crazy.
That's what
I was
so
telling Abe. I said, you know, I enjoyed the crowd because I was out there with them videoing, and you know, we had our intermissions in between acts. I enjoyed that. Everybody up dancing, you know, up and down the aisle or whatever. So I said, DJ kept it live. Now he kept it live.
The DJ was hot. Shout out to Big Abe. Y'all follow him on Twitter. It's Big Abe 99.
That's who
it is. Y'all go, follow him. He was live.
I've been trying to keep up with everybody on my Twitter, and, you know, that's about the best way I can keep in contact with everybody out there is on my Twitter. So,
so tell everybody where they can follow you at on Twitter. What's your Twitter, or if you got a Facebook? But I know you be on Twitter, so let everybody know how they can contact. Because I know, let me tell you the acts. They have Young Sax. They have Booster Seat Rider. She is 6 years old. She's in a booster seat. Man, she's showing out too. Twinkle
but
toe.
Yeah, you can
and Miss Diamond D.
Right. Yep. Diamond D. And like I said, all of them are first cousins, so it's really like a, you know, one big family act.
All right.
Yeah, but you can find me at I was gonna say you can find me at @Spencer704. On my Twitter, and Young Sax is at Young Sax 13. So either one of us, or let me see, for Felicia. Felicia is at Brown Felicia on Twitter.
All right. And, you know, I have some, if you would like to see a little footage, I have a few, you know, videos on my Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/TheRealNikkiRich. And we have some videos there as well as pics from this weekend in Rockingham, North Carolina. Shout out Team Sex.
Well, yeah, I said, I'm gonna call in on, because I told you, I would talk to you Monday. I said, I'm resting Sunday.
They wore you out.
Yeah, they wore me out. Because after the show, we all left, went to Pizza Hut, and we took over Pizza Hut again, so.
Oh, my goodness. That is a lot. That's a ton of people. It was a ton
of
people.
Yeah, it was a lot of kids.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot. And we got
like
some Young Sax. We got Young Sax music. We want to go to that 5950, and we're going to come back to you. Okay?
Okay, that'd be fine. I'll be here.
All right. Well, stay on hold, and we're going to go to Young Sax. We got that 5950. Y'all, he performed it this weekend, and he absolutely killed it. Just so you know, this is a 13-year-old, and he has brought down the house. Here goes, 5950, Young Sax.
I'm going to show y'all how to do 5950 right quick. You know Young Sax on track. Holla at you, boy. I'm going to show you how to do it real quick, okay? Holla at me. I put my hand on.
I put my hand on and I throw it to the back. Throw it in the air, then I get on no cack. 59,
All right, welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. And right now we at the phone lines with Team Sax, Mr. Spencer, the co-manager of Team Sax. And you are just listening to Young Sax 5950. Everybody do it with me. 5950.
That's a high. Did you get a copy of Twinkle Toe Swag?
I haven't gotten it yet, so hopefully I'll get a copy of that Twinkle Toe Swag. Oh, I got a copy. Yes, I got a CD. I do have
okay.
a CD. I do got a copy of that.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But if y'all
I went in there a while ago and she was asleep. So yeah, Boosie's right in there knocked out.
She done twinkle toes out.
Yeah.
Boots her feet right in time.
But we're
glad that you came on, you know, and we're excited to have you on, you know, today and make your shout out to Team Sax again.
Yep, and like I said, I just want to thank everybody who came out Saturday night. The contestants, Team Sax, Mr. John Horn out of Charlotte with All Real Records, his people, you know, everybody. And I want to thank Leak Street School, the auditorium for having us, letting us do our show there. And, yeah, we getting calls to do it again, so for an encore of that show.
Yeah. You know, y'all, I will come back to Rockingham because it was live. It was one big party.
Yeah, it was live for real.
Yes. Well, we thank you again. We're going to jump on to some more music from our artists. So, you know, we're going to go to the music, and we thank you for tuning in tonight.
All right, I appreciate you having me on, and I'll be in Twitter land. Like I said, you can get me at Spencer704, and that's me all day, every day.
All right. Y'all, shout out to them, and go check out Team Sax. All right.
All right, thank
you. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll be talking to you later.
Okay. Right now, we want to go to some more music, getting into our wind down stage. And we're going to go to Young Spitters. They are VA. Ball, baby, ball. Y'all check it out.
Like me,
D.O.D. is what you sip. No excuses, I'ma need a sponsor the way I do this.
Ball, baby, ball, like I'm gonna need a sponsor.
Dance with your rings, more rings than a pawn shop.
Ball, baby, ball, like I'm gonna need a sponsor.
Dance with your rings, more rings than a pawn shop.
Ball, baby, ball, baby, ball.
Shout out to everybody that's in the chat room.
y'all support iJive Urban Reach Radio. We're making it happen. It's hard sometimes, but we're doing what we do, and we're just here to support our artists and ensure that they are getting heard. That's the major thing. We want them to get heard, and we're going to continue on pushing forward and doing what we got to do to, you know, get them out there. And if there's any way that we can help you, you can email us at nikkirich79@gmail.com.
What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in to the Divine Nick Rich live on iJive Urban Rich Radio, the hottest radio station in Charlotte, North Carolina. And she's definitely
woman. All right. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Y'all go support her at Diva Spot Radio and the TIC, the Independent Connect. You know, y'all can follow some of the Independent Connect on Twitter. And it is, you can follow D Slate of the D Hour Show. You can also follow HME Radio, which is Kano the Pyro, and as well as Clear J. Clear J of Mike Hustlin, and also Jit Chronicle of Grind Hard Radio. Go check out all of those stations and blog spots. They are making a move as well. And we are known as the Independent Connect. Shout out to the Independent Connect. We're making it happen. And right now we want to go to Fallen featuring Jeezy and Lil Wayne.
Ballin' cause he got coming to you, baby. Niggas think they seeing me, they hallucinating. Bitch, I'm ballin', ballin' like a motherfucker. 12 gauge, bitch, I got a dozen of them. Niggas broke, actin' like they got it dope. I'm with a Spanish bitch, if she ain't fuckin', adios. So many calls, I'm like any man in mine and more. So many colors in the diamond, kaleidoscope. Last year, I made $100 million flat. Run in your house and get the popping at your shower cap. My homies got them firebirds like Pontiac. And if them bitches don't sell, we'll buy them back.
You think you ballin' cause you got a fly.
Put it down. Got that Henny in my cup, girl, trying to see what's up. Yeah, let me see. what's on your mind. Yeah, when we in a club, yeah, we know to make it flood. Yeah, take it to the floor this time. Shorty bad, got a body like a stripper.
Stripper.
She wanna hang with us cause we some stars like the Big Dipper.
Dipper.
Treat her like a coin, man, you know I'm tryna flip her.
Flipper.
Get her in my room.
Oh,
cut her like a clipper.
Let go.
Cut her like a clipper, Blake Griffin for LA.
Uh-huh.
So you know we got no stats on top of stacks, so yeah, we pay.
Hey.
I'm just tryna get you to my crib, my bed where you were late. As you open up your legs and just let me penetrate.
Hey.
I miss this to penetrate, you know what I'm trying to say. Girl, you fine, but your friend needs to move up out the way. Got a gigantic booty, you should see it in them pants. Got ice like I'm Everland.
DJ,
the Henny in my cup, girl, trying to see what's up. Yeah, let me see what's on your mind. Yeah, when we in a club, yeah, we know to make it flood. Yeah, take it to the floor this time.
Right, welcome back to iJive Urban Reach Radio. We're winding it down here. To all those that are listening right now, thank you for tuning in to iJive Urban Reach Radio. We are so grateful. We're taking it to another level. Like I said, we got some big things going on, and we're not just going to be in one place. We're going to be all over, meaning different platforms as well. We got some things ahead, just so you know. And you can listen to us. We worldwide. We have people listening in all over the world. And we're podcasting live right now. And, again, you can go search us on iTunes at iJive Urban Reach Radio. If you don't know, that's where you can find us at. And a major shout out to, you know, 43 Mob and all our guests, as well as I Feel Great Radio and Millennium, always showing love and support each and every day, not just one day. They're always, you know, in and out the chat room. And to all our guests that's in the chat room right now, you know, thank you again. And you can follow me on Twitter at NIKKI_RICH. And you can email me at NIKKI RICH79@gmail.com. And also, I have a new website. Y'all can go check it out at NikkiRich.web.com. And it's you know, we're going on it now. We're working on it. So, you know, we got some stuff up, so y'all can go check it out. We have a calendar of some of our guests. We didn't put all our guests on there yet, but we got some of our guests, so you'll know who are on for the next 2 weeks. And we have more that we have to add to that list. And we got some big things going on, and tomorrow we will be having Mr. Alvin Hartley. You don't want to miss this with the HBCU link-up. Got to check that out. It's going to be hot. And, again, we would like to thank everybody for tuning in to iJive Urban Reach Radio. And as we always do, we like to say we wish you all the best. Much love and success, and God bless. And we leave you tonight with DJ Unk Wiggle.
Back that thing up. Back that thing up. Back that thing up.